Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Son Francesa on the Fan on this Wednesday, the 23rd day of the month of May. And we'll get to the baseball stuff. We will talk to Mr. Barkley, the Giants' new running back, yesterday the head coach. Today we will talk to the second pick in the draft. Saquon Barkley will join us later on. And we'll get to plenty of baseball as the Yankees and the Mets will both be in action. CeCe on the mound tonight in Texas, and the Marlins will get to face DeGrom, which should mean good things for the Metropolitans this evening. But, of course, the NFL is front and center right now, and in now the second version in the last 2 days, the NFL proved that it still is just completely gutless and clueless. I just don't understand why these guys did not get together and just put some teeth in this and just make the statement, here, this is how we're going to do this. Case closed. There are a million things we can do in the community. We are willing to do them. We embrace protest. We understand protest. We have no problem with protest in its proper place. The anthem is not its proper place, and this is what we want for our teams and players to do during the anthem so that we make the right statement and don't insult any of our customers because they are a business, which is forgotten in all of this. You hear all this stuff. Well, they, you know, that's the place where they can get attention. Well, that's fine. But you're in a place of employment. This is a business. The business does not wish to drive away any portion of its customers who come there for entertainment. You go to a concert. You didn't sign up for the star. And I know people who have walked out under these conditions where the star goes into a 20-minute political harangue. They didn't go there to hear that. They went there to be entertained. That's hijacking the place of business and the platform that is being presented. If you work behind a counter in Nordstrom's, you know what? That's not where you decide to make your stand and your protest and you absolutely drive customers away. No, they're in a business. They don't want to drive the customers away. They want every customer to be happy. That's the business they're in. And that's the business the NFL's in. They don't want to drive their customers away. There's a time and a place for everything. Instead, what does the NFL do? It runs scared again. Make a policy that has no teeth in it. You can wait. So what happens in worst case scenario? Half the team doesn't come out. You think that has solved the issue? That solves the issue in any way? It hasn't divided the club and infuriated people? Of course it has. And now the game operations manual will be revised to remove the requirements. So what they did is they caved. They had it. They had it in the game operations manual, and they're taking it out. You're giving these guys an out where you didn't have to give them anything. They are employees. They are working. They're in uniform in your stadium, getting ready for that game, and that's their job. That's not their time to protest. And now we're not going to do anything to the players. No, we're going to fine the club. So now every team can do what it wants regarding its, you know, which ones do and which ones don't show up for the national anthem. This whole thing has become a joke. And you know what? The league just doesn't have anybody in it anymore who has any smarts and doesn't have anybody in it anymore who has any courage. Because they did, they would never be in this predicament. And this is a league that is often wrongheaded. And not only that, mean. This is a league that lied to its players about the dangers and the amount of head injuries that were being sustained. They knew it. They lied about it. They hid information. They took a doctor who was a wonderful, wonderful doctor, and not only tried to discredit him, they tried to ruin his life because he was trying to tell people the truth and save lives. This is a league that can be ugly and sometimes almost criminal. But you know what? They don't know how to stand up when they should stand up. And that's why they're just going to have more problems this year. This isn't going away. It's not going away because you didn't solve anything. You could have solved it. And you know what? Right now, they're in the middle where you don't want to be because they don't have any conviction. And they don't have any courage. If they had stood up, a lot of people would have commended them. Now nobody's commending them. They're getting it from both sides. You're even hearing people on the player side say, hey, we would have understood if they had come out with a tough rule. We wouldn't have liked it, but we would have abided by it. They didn't even do that. They decided that they would try to take a pass and please everybody. And when you try to please everybody, you please nobody. This is an issue they could have absolutely done away with. And don't blame the president for this one, okay? Because all he did at the time was, we know what he was doing. He was trying to get people off a certain story onto the NFL story. So he was using it to basically divert attention. But the NFL was so taken aback by what he did, they didn't even know where to stand on that one. And now the NFL starts fighting wars on more than one front with people in terms of the media. The NFL used to be really smart. It used to be incredibly well run. It was one of the best run organizations I had ever seen. Nothing ran as well as the NFL. You could set your watch by how well the NFL ran. And you could also know that they were always going to be savvy. They were always going to make the smart move. That's when they had smart commissioners, and that's who weren't bullies, and that's when they had people in the NFL offices who knew what they were doing from a PR standpoint and knew how to basically turn bad situations into good situations. You don't have those people anymore. They've all been run off. Now you got a money-grubbing league that doesn't take care of the players it should take care of. Go check that out. Doesn't let a guy, a doctor, a scientist, a good man, spread the truth when the truth could have saved lives. And then shows that it has no conviction, no courage, again, on something as simple and as wholesome and as American as the national anthem. Just tell the players what they have to do as players and employees of the National Football League. Instead, they run scared again. And if they're ticking off 30% of their audience or 20% of the audience or 10, who cares what percent of it is? Why would you ever want to run off any percentage of your audience? And the idea that if you say that this is not the place to protest, then you are somehow not giving people the right to protest. That's not true. You don't always get to pick the place. and pick the platform. There's a time and a proper place and a proper time. And if you can't drum up attention for your protest, that's not the NFL's problem. But the NFL has made it its problem. They've made all this their problem. And it's one that's not going away. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.